Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Love the 80s? Then you'll love Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Over on Virgin Radio.
80s Plus.
Guests don't get any more welcome than our next one. Vassos, over to you.
Our next guest has again made the curious decision to write, produce and star in a show set in an idyllic, sun-drenched French village.
Why would you want to do that?
The Madame Blanc Mysteries Christmas special airs tomorrow at 9 on Channel 5, and it's every bit as good as you'd expect from the brain and brilliance of Sally Linton.
Hi, Sal.
I love coming here. I love coming here. You're always so gorgeous, and it's such a gorgeous place to work.
Because you're very easy to welcome and roll out the red carpet for. How are you doing?
I'm all right, love. Yeah, I'm all right. Very excited for Christmas, like you lot are.
I got you these chocolates.
I forgot something.
For Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Winter Village chocolate bar. Yeah. Thank you so much.
We weren't sent those for free.
Were you not?
No.
Not at all.
No, I went and bought those on the way to the...
work.
Work. On the way to the work.
To the
Tuesday.
Work.
On Tuesday.
Oh, thank
with
you.
With money, actual money.
I'll keep that forever.
Yeah, great.
Thank
good.
You.
You're welcome. Well done. Here we go. Series 3, Sally Lindsay.
I know,
the Mud and Blanc Mysteries.
I know, I'm so excited
Channel
about
5,
it.
They love you, you love them, it's all good. What's not to like? All right, we've all seen it. We've all seen tomorrow's episode. It's great, isn't it?
Yes.
It's such
so
fun.
Cool. It's a little bit different. We last year, the Christmas special was great because we threw all the Christmas bells and whistles.
Yes.
This time, I wanted it to be sort of a Hammer Horror Scooby-Doo kind of thing, you know, which I love at Christmas. And that's what my DOP goes. He always says, this is just Scooby-Doo. And I went, well, yeah, sort of.
Those meddling producers.
Meddling producers. Yeah, so I just, we had a lovely time filming it. It was obviously in the middle of summer as usual. But it was lots of fun, lots of fun.
All right, now, you know you're on a roll, you're in a purple patch when you open your murder mystery series 3 Christmas special episode 1 with a murder mystery.
I do.
And that's just cheeky. It's just naughty. Now, people thinking, no, but it is a murder. No, no. But they hire some actors in for a murder mystery night in the murder mystery show. And then guess what happens? There's an actual murder.
Yeah, I thought I'd twist it on its head.
So cool, man.
Well, my friend, who writes it with me, Sue Vincent, who I love very much, and she, years and years ago, at the start of her career, used to do murder mystery nights.
Yeah.
And the actors, God love them, are all, you know, sort of fledgling, let's put it that way. So we would try to make them as terrible as possible.
Right.
And it's always such fun and, you know, and all. And we love the idea of sort of going to a hotel in the middle of nowhere and having this night.
Yes.
And then it all goes wrong.
It all goes dark.
It all goes a bit Cluedo.
Yeah, it all goes very Cluedo. And what you have in this, you have that lovely situation where you have really good actors having to play really bad actors.
Yeah, no, they had such fun with it.
How'd you do that?
We just said, can you...
Oh, well, they're just really bad actors.
No, they were brilliant. So can you just be as bad, you know, as bad as possible? Because, you know, we had this sort of benchmark of how terrible they can be.
Yes.
And we wanted them to be even worse. So when they come out of character, they're brilliant, you know, which is great. And it's also one of the clues, as you know. They had to be really bad. But it was such fun filming it. Vicky Pepperdine and George Layton, new friends of ours of the show now. I can't believe they agreed to do it. And we had such fun with them.
All right.
You know, it was great.
So the gang are back together, thank heaven. You and the chief of police, that's a great double act going forward, isn't it? You've got years in you if you want with this show.
Well, the great thing about Alex Gourmand, who plays it, he plays it so flat and straight.
The French chief.
The French chief of police, who plays Caron. And there's Dom and Jean sort of thing going on as well. And I think the thing between Caron and Jean is that there literally is no sparks flying at all, but they respect each other. And then some people think there is sparks flying, but I don't know. I mean, it's brilliant.
Well, if you don't know, you write it, you star in it, you produce it, you create it.
But it's funny because the audience sort of read things into it you don't know, you never thought of really. And they always try and guess on, you know, I know who it is, when you're on social media and you go, well, that's clever, I never thought of that. That's a good idea. We should have thought of that. You know, it's really, really lovely and entertaining, that part of
it. Jason Sudeikis says when he was writing Ted Lasso, and his mates were writing Ted Lasso, often an episode would finish sort of on a cliffhanger. They always wrapped it up and they could, there may be an additional cliffhanger or a parallel cliffhanger as well. And then you'd look forward to the next episode and it would have just moved on from the cliffhanger. And he came in here and I said, so what's that about? He said, we just like to leave big gaps so the audience can make up whatever they like happened.
Yeah.
And it's a thing.
It is really interesting because especially murder mystery fans, they're a different kind of fan.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they love it. And they've seen it all before. So they think they think there's only whatever, seven plots in there. So they think they've seen it and they think they know it. And they always go, oh, I didn't know that. And so a lot of the time they forget the mystery and just remember the characters, to be fair. But you've got to have a really good mystery. That's the thing that keeps me awake at night, is getting that mystery right. Because I don't want to sort of patronise the audience, really. I want to do a really hot mystery, and if I've worked out myself, then I'm like, I always come out of my shed because I write in my shed, and I come to my husband, to Steve.
Hang on a minute. Pause. Tell us about the shed, man.
Oh, my shed. Now, my shed. It's painted in teal.
Yeah.
It's got like thick velvet curtains. Oh. It's got a settee.
Anybody else thinking this isn't a shed?
No.
It's a shed and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's got a little mustard kind of, you know, accents, do they call it? And it's got my desk and my computer and all my memorabilia around me, like a big weirdo. And I love it. And nobody's allowed in it. The kids are allowed in it for a little bit after school.
Right.
They're not allowed to touch anything and they have to go out. It's a room of her own. Well, Steve has always had a drum room, obviously. And the kids always had their own room. And I never had my own room. So I said in lockdown, I went, a shed is being built, and that's what happened.
So important. Virginia Woolf, of course, Room of One's Own.
Room of One's Own, that's what I've got.
Roald Dahl, he had a writing shed, didn't he?
That's sort of where the idea came from, actually. A writing shed.
Jeffrey Archer, he has a writing shed as well.
Has he?
Yeah.
I don't really know him, weirdly.
What's that?
I don't know him. Never met him.
But no, but it's good. It's cool, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's
to
great,
have a shed. To have, literally a room of one's own, to go and to contemplate and to cogitate about things and to muse and to massage and to finagle. Do you have writing times? Do you have a little regime, a little ritual?
Yeah, I do. So when the kids go to school, I go in. And me and Sue FaceTime because she lives in North London, I'm South London. So we FaceTime and then I go in. And some days
I'm going in.
And some days I just stare at the wall or stare at the outside the window in the garden going. And then all of a sudden it comes out. And it's because I've got that space in and there's loads of green round because it's in the garden. And I just think it's because of that concentrating space. It's really important to me. The little writing shed.
What kind of excuses do you have in there? There's a kettle, there's a chucky drawer, crisp drawer.
Well, put you on the radio.
I'm sorry about that.
And then I go, right, that's finished now. I better do some work. And then, the skirting board looks a bit mucky. I better clean that.
Yeah.
Anything really. That curtain needs straightening. Oh, it's terrible.
What is in there? Treats wise?
Treats that now. Usually, I'll have the dog there as well on the couch.
Nice.
So I've got a treat for her and then I'll go in. At the moment, it's after eight.
Oh, my gosh. As a grown up, you can have what you want, can't you?
It's obscene, isn't it?
Do you have a mini fridge?
I haven't got a mini fridge.
Have you thought about a mini fridge?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a mini fridge is on the way, don't you?
I've got a fire.
Channel 5, if you're listening, you want Series 4? Get the girl a Harley Davidson or a mini fridge. Up to you.
I've got a fire, which is ridiculous. I know.
Kind of fire.
It's just a plug-in one, but it looks
great. Is it a
blower
fire? Is it a radiator?
It's just a little sort of...
A little blower?
It's a sort of blower, but it looks real. It looks fantastic. Nice. So it looks like a little club. Honestly, it's, I love it.
Cool.
It's fantastic, my
all
shed.
All right, wow. Well, it's got magic in there, that shed has. Have you written all of Madame Blanc in there?
All from that shed.
Nice.
All from that shed, yeah.
Now, obviously, you have previous writing. You're a brilliant writer. However, I'm minded to ask, as mysteries go, it is now your stock in trade, but it wasn't always your stock in trade.
Not at all, no.
Do you think you only have so many mysteries in you? You get to that point where you think, hang on a minute, I'm not sure I've got any more of these.
I think that every time.
Right.
And then when I sit down, they come out again. And usually it's when we're filming, because the filming is the easy bit. So when me and Sue write it, that's the difficult bit when you're waking up at 4 a.m. going, that didn't work. Oh, let me start again. But when you're filming it, you're having a lovely time with your mates out in the sunshine. And that's usually when I get the next lot of ideas, weirdly. Because I go, I've not done that. Oh, that could have been good. You know, so I'm already writing series 4 in my head.
What have you learnt?
What have I learnt is, it will come eventually. Calm down.
Breathe.
Breathe. Calm down. It's in there somewhere.
Yes.
You've done 3. It's fine.
Wow.
You know, calm down. It will come out. I think the thing I've learned is just keep mixing it up and keep, you know, I push myself. So if I've guessed it, then it's not good enough for the audience. So I have to go back and try and twist it again and go. And it's brilliant because when I pitch something to Sue and she goes, oh, I go, right, got it. Brilliant. I've got it.
So I was reading about a chess grandmaster yesterday. And he was talking about...
That's a good idea for a show.
Yeah. But also his whole discipline about, you know, how you can apply... Gary Kasparov wrote a book, didn't he? He wrote a sort of self-discovery book, self-improvement book, based on his love of chess and his strategy for chess for life.
Did he?
Really interesting. And this guy was talking about similarly yesterday. And he was saying, what a lot of people don't realise about chess is you start with the end and you work your way
back. Absolutely.
You've got to listen to this podcast.
Wow.
He said, because kids are put off by the fact, or people generally, you know... God, it starts, there's 16 pieces on the board per side. You've got to start with the pawn. No, you start with the end. You start with the exciting bit.
Yeah.
And then you learn how to checkmate somebody when there's only a couple of pieces left on the board. And then you work back from there.
Absolutely. I always start with the end. That's really weird. I always start with how it's happened and who it is. And then I work back and try and make out how complicated I can be and which... Because it's a lower budget show, so you can't have a million, you know, suspects. I can't have 12. I can only have a certain amount of really brilliant actors in it, and you've got to just bounce them between, you know, your mind. But I definitely start with the end always. It's really interesting, that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, for people who don't know, your France isn't France, is it?
It isn't, no. It's a big fib.
Is it still the same?
It's still Gozo. So it's an island north of Malta called Gozo. Right.
And you haven't bought it yet?
I haven't bought the whole island.
Okay, no, the whole island? So you bought a bit of it? Oh, please tell me you have.
We haven't.
Oh, come on.
We haven't. I'd love to. I don't think it's for sale. I didn't know. I might ask.
El Dorado, El Gozo. Come on.
El Linzio.
Yeah.
Yeah, should we go and should we all stay there?
Gozio.
I love it. The people are beautiful. And it's fantastic Maltese people and Gozitans, they're called. Gozitans, yeah.
Nice.
And the wonderful thing about the Gozitans, and a lot of them in our crew, is they are very, very loud to each other.
Right.
So when I first started filming there, I thought they were scrapping. I thought everyone was scrapping in the street.
It's very direct.
And then when they speak to British people, they just sort of calm their voice down and are very polite and lovely. And it's just the way they are.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic. It's hilarious. And you come into the makeup room and they're like screaming at each other, then go, good morning, Sally, how are you? It's just it's a mad thing.
How is the Madame Blanc tourism effect going?
Chris, this is mad.
Sal.
Right.
Yeah.
So this particular time, I think it's taken sort of 2 years, people have come on holiday because of it.
Of course they have.
And it's really mad. And they go, oh my God, you're here. I can't believe it. And we do film here. The most amazing one, there was a girl who was hanging around the cast, this woman in her early 50s, and she was just sort of hanging around. And I went, can I help you, love? She just went, I've come from Tasmania.
God.
I'm not kidding you. I'll send you the picture of her. She's come from Tasmania, you devil. Not you, devil. Do you get that? Do you get that, everyone? Do you get that, listeners?
Sorry.
Yeah, she came from Tasmania because she was a fan. That's the farthest one we've had.
So Marlow, where I live in Marlow, it's pretty popular anyway.
Beautiful.
Robert Thorogood, do you know him?
Ooh.
Death in Paradise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's written this thing called Death Comes to Marlow, this book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's done really good business. And clearly the people he works with, Death in Paradise, have picked it up. And they've now made Death Comes to Marlow in Marlow. They've been filming it all summer.
I didn't know that.
How much busier can we expect Marlow to get once this show airs?
Very busy.
Very busy.
Yes, you might have to sort of, you know, when the daffodils come, put the old house up for sale because it'll drive you mad. And then they'll find Chris Evans lives there.
No, they do that anyway. Do you know about this? So they got the boats, because we live on the river, very fortunate.
I love it.
We live on the river and they got these boats. They got the little green boats, which are, you just hire the boats to drive them yourself. Then they got the really big boats that go up and down the river. They fit 200 people on. They go past our house every hour and they got the commentary and they go, and they do say, and Chris Evans, they say, so do you know what I do? Go out and wave.
Of course you do.
Take a bow.
You know you're a good person.
Absolutely.
Give the audience what they
want.
Because
it's the last thing they expect you to do. I'm like, yep, ex Top Gear.
Dressing gown on.
Wasn't all my fault, seriously. Honestly. By the way, talking to cars, stop it.
You still want that car?
No, the Which new one, the Rolls Royce Corniche.
Oh,
the
I know.
Sahara brown one.
Did you love it?
Oh, my God. It's like, it's a pre-1976. It must be because it's got chrome bumpers.
Yes.
And then...
Me nodding, I've no idea, but
what's
yes.
What's the name? Jumped in the back, put her suitcases on the back seat.
I know.
That's Connolly leather there, my dear.
I know, but, you know, Glory wouldn't know that. And obviously they're that rich. Well, the idea about Glory and about Jeremy and Judith is we want them to have loads of cars.
Yeah.
We want them to be that kind of person that just has a shed full of cars. Yeah. So we keep bringing them out. We've got this amazing girl who does all the cars over there. And she is the vintage club and we just keep nicking them. Wow. Just for you, Chris.
Yeah, I love it, love it, love it. Sally, what else do you need to tell people? The Madame Blanc Mysteries are coming back to Channel 5
yes.
and they're coming back tomorrow night with episode one of season 3.
And the next
three.
Episode is January the 4th.
Yep.
And then every week after that. So
how long? How many?
It's six more eps after that.
Right, and so have you got the series 4 in the bag? Not yet, but
hopefully.
Are you waiting on that again?
Yeah, still waiting on it.
What are Channel 5 expect everyone to do? Just stop watching all of a sudden? We love the Madame Blanc Mysteries. What is wrong with you?
It's complicated, but I'm sure we will have one.
It's complicated.
We call we will. I think we will have, yeah. But I mean, I've written it in my head, so hopefully.
Have you actually?
Yeah. No, I've got plotted it.
All of them?
Yeah.
Vassos, my dear.
Can I ask a very...
Yes, my darling. It's your
silly
wife is the art historian, isn't it?
Yes, Caroline, yes, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
You said a few minutes ago there are only 7 plots, which just sort of, what?
Yeah, it was a thing.
Famous.
Shakespeare. Yeah, Shakespeare said that.
And so does that include like rom-coms and everything?
There's only 7 stories.
There's only 7 stories, really.
What were
they? Relationships, yeah, if you break it all down. I mean, that's a simplistic way, but it's actually true. And Shakespeare wrote them all. You know, he was a genius. It's just the way you twist them. Yeah, even Aliens, whatever, they'll all be about love, loss,
Hero's journey,
yeah. They'll be, yeah, the 7.
You're Greek, jeez.
I didn't know any of this.
You're responsible so for it. The bloody Greeks did it, mate.
All boils down to the Greeks, always.
So what's a murder mystery? Which one is that?
Well, it can be all of them, can't it? You know, it's about emotion and loss and it's just...
Conflict, redemption.
So in your shed, do you have, like, the 7 story, the 7 plots?
No,
and you think,
just...
I'm going to have a bit too... via like a
Vassos,
bit of 7.
It's not writing by numbers, mate. It's genius.
It's just
Sally Lindsay's a genius, and she's sitting in front of
you. I know, but
did you hear what he just said, everyone? That's it. That's the first time that's ever been said in my life.
It's not IKEA. It's not Flatpak, mate.
It's not IKEA. Well,
it's Ikilda.
But once you know that there are 7 plots, how can you get away from?
Well, you don't know. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't.
There you go. Vassos,
but you just focus on trying to get the 1 plot, mate? All right?
I've lost
That's
it.
That's why he can't believe there's 7. He went, I thought there was only 1.
Yeah. And I can't get hold of that.
I've been searching for the Holy Grail of the 1 plot. The 1 plot. Pony for, I don't know, 20 years.
Yeah.
He's funny,
there is,
isn't he?
Yeah, but yeah, no, we mix it up. We mix it
God
up.
Bless
That's
him.
How we do it. We mix
God
it up.
God bless him.
Just try and put a fresh look on it.
Shinny, do you want to pile in?
Sorry, I just had to leave.
I love your hair, by the way.
tickle in my throat. I didn't want to spoil
me. Do you want to ask Sally a question?
Well, no, we were just talking about, I love the Christmas special, but I was saying, I didn't know if everyone was as shocked as they should have been when there was a dead body there.
Well, you don't know who's done it, do you? That's why.
Right.
So you've got to keep it all a little bit, you know, calm.
Yes.
He's not one of us, obviously.
Yeah.
One of the regulars, hopefully. You never know, but you never know. So it's going to be somebody else, isn't it? So we have to see.
And so you don't think there's any chance of you and the French copper?
You said this last time.
That's
what I mean.
I see something there.
Well, I see deep respect for each other.
What about Dom and Jean? Don't worry about them.
Yeah, no,
he's such a nice guy, though. You go, yeah, fair enough.
Wouldn't he? Do you think?
Absolutely. I'll drive you to the church myself. That's what he'd do.
I met Stevie Edge on Phoenix Nights. That's how long I've known him. Wow. 25 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So it's great, isn't it, working with your mates?
Phoenix Nights, 25 years?
Yeah.
I'm so old. Sorry, that just dropped then from...
And my royal family came on the other day and I went, oh, my God, you were a baby.
Oh,
it's 2000. I'm like, I'm so old.
25 years ago. We were doing that thing. What did we... Oh, yeah, we've got some live performances, Christmas songs from people who performed on the show.
Lovely.
And we have one. It's Gregory Porter. All right.
Oh, wow.
So can you load it up? I'll just play it for Sal.
Oh, amazing. Play a bit of it.
So Gregory Porter's on the show, right? One Friday, we think a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
And he's got all this stuff going on. And then we have the Archbishop of York on with us.
Brilliant.
John Centimu, and John delivers his little thing for Christmas.
Lovely.
And Gregory's about to sing another song, and what John has just said moves Gregory so much to the point, he says to his band, actually, guys, I'm just going to sing something else now to his musicians. He says, don't worry about it. The Archbishop, he's got me thinking about something else. I'm just going to go with this. And then this happens.
Sing sweet and low a lullaby till angels say amen. Mother, tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem.
Yeah, some humans can just do that.
I mean, what was that like being in here?
It was unbelievable.
I mean, it was chilling then.
I know.
And that's recorded.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
You were all in tears.
Yeah, and it was not dissimilar to a couple of days ago when Catherine Jenkins and Jack Savaretti were in here. We'll play that for you in a second or two. But we're playing that the other day. We play every Christmas as much as we can.
I'm not surprised.
And we make no apology for it. And Tilly, who's working on the show, we think that's a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You remember Gregory a couple of years ago doing that?
A couple of years ago. Yeah.
Tilly, behind there with the red top on.
Hiya, Tilly.
She was 12.
Do you know what? It's like people come up to me now and they go, it used to be like, oh, I really love your stuff. Now it's, my mum really loves your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's happened. And
I take mum every day. It's granny now.
I was 50 this year.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I'm nearly 60.
Are
you? Yeah, come on.
No, we're not. We're 35, aren't we?
Doesn't matter, does it? We're so lucky to be on the bus still, aren't we?
Oh, my God.
Sometimes you're at the front of the bus. Sometimes you're at the back of the bus. But as long as you're on the bus.
That's a really good way of putting
it. We're all bozos on the bus.
We're all bozos. Still here, love. Still
we're
here.
All bozos on still the bus.
Still kicking it.
Oh, my goodness me. Christmas for you. Tell us about Christmas for you.
We've got Mum coming down this year.
Yep.
Which will be fun.
Down here?
Yeah, coming down from Manchesterford.
Nice.
And we're going out this year.
Where are you going?
We're going round the corner to our lovely restaurant. And it's just a local Italian. It's gorgeous.
It's open on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Nice.
We're going
like
to do that. We're doing
cool.
that. Yes, Steve's controversially having sea bass. He's already planned it.
Very controversial.
Controversial. It's having prawns and sea bass.
See, fish on a Friday. No, fish on a Monday. Fish on a Friday is from the Bible, isn't it? But yeah, fish on a Monday, they sit down. You shouldn't really have fish on a Monday because it's never fresh. It can't be fresh because the fishermen don't fish on a Sunday.
Controversial.
Fish on Christmas. Who's any fishermen going and fishing on Christmas Eve, just so we can tell Steve?
Near the South London area.
It's today your last netting day.
Yeah, he's having sea bass. He's already decided. I love it. I think it's brilliant.
What else is going on with you? I didn't know that you are the president of the Women of the Year Awards.
I am, yes. It's an amazing society. And I've done that for, I think it's 3 years now. And basically, it's going to be Manchester this year. And it's a huge event. It's about 600 women and men in a room, but mostly women. And they're all sort of top business people. And what we do is we encourage young women and women in business to network, to get together. We give awards out. Only five. It's a non-profit thing. It's for charity. And it's basically just a room full of love and encouragement. And what we do is when we put our hand down, we pull other women up. And it's just that kind of encouragement. And we've attracted so many wonderful people over the years. And I was very honoured to be president.
What are you president of? The awards or is there another faculty?
It's the awards. And basically there's a board and we choose these awards through the year. It's very meticulous. And then we, you know, there's loads of sort of women enter and then we give these awards out. And it's just basically that sort of an excuse to have this day to encourage. But it takes all year to plan. But it's great, you know. It's really good.
Shall we have a control room round of applause for the Women of the Year Awards?
Thank you. Thank you.
Come on, Tilly.
They will so love that. The board will so love that.
And
they won't believe
it. Ezel Prez,
yes.
How long have you been the Prez for?
I think it's 3 years now. Is it four? You know what? It's one of those things, isn't it? A couple of years. You were 12.
Probably, 1978. Jeez, pre-royal family. Mange tu.
Literally
Phoenix
think
Nights was just a twinkle in Mr. K's eyes.
I was 26 when I did the royal family. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is ridiculous. And how long will you be president for?
Hopefully, as long as they want me, really. Right. Yeah, I really enjoy
Good
it. I think
you.
It's great. Yeah,
Sally,
I think it's fabulous. Thank you, mate.
How busy are you?
I'm very busy at the moment. Right. I just filmed another drama, which I can't talk about yet, but I'll come back and talk about that when it comes out. So that was, if we filmed that in Cyprus.
What kind of role do you play?
Oh, it's completely different. She's, it's quite dour, actually. She's quite serious.
Quite heavy.
Quite a heavy one. Yeah, it's a thriller. So it's not like Jean. She's upbeat and lovely, and this one isn't.
Yeah, considering there's always a murderer around.
Yes.
She's very upbeat.
She's very upbeat, isn't she?
Yeah.
And I always struggle with that, but then I always go, oh, it's a murder mystery.
There's not much PTSD going on with old Jean,
nah,
is there?
Nah, she's fine with it.
She's all right.
She walks over now, puts a fag out in the eyeball. She's fine.
Love it.
You know, when they fall over.
And it's because Tash and I were talking about this yesterday about the fact, you know, we're going on doing different things and, you know, it's good to get to let your mind get wiser, your heart get more open, but try and get younger in the body. And if you try and get younger in the body, you'll continue to be more playful. You don't have to worry about becoming too serious in the mind or too serious in the heart or whatever, because if you stay light and you stay lithe, you'll be playful anyway, because it's just easier to play.
Sort of exercise kind of thing. So the best thing that's happened to me for that is my dog.
Right.
So I walk my dog. You know, she's very fast. She's one of those dread dogs. She's a Hungarian poodle, and she walks so fast. And I at least walk her once a day for an hour, and we walk her twice a day. So it's either twice or once. And I've got asthma, and since I've had her, my peak flow has raised like a good 50 points, which is massive for me.
Yeah.
Because most people's lungs peak flow is like 600. Mine's 400. It's not great, but it's gone up 50 since I've had the dog.
Right.
So it's just slow every day. And that she keeps me active. And the great thing about that is if you're not the most dedicated exerciser like me, you have to do it. You have to go out in whatever weather's outside.
It's good, isn't it?
You've got to do it.
Turn your wants into needs.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly
your
what
Your want-tos into must-dos.
And I absolutely love her. She rules a house.
Do you actually have asthma or do you just not draw breath? Because there is that. Have you been checked properly?
I don't look like the type. Yeah, I've had it since, I think I had it since birth, but he was diagnosed when I was about six.
Right.
So yeah, I thought I'd have grown out of it by now. It's very annoying. And I still haven't. My best friend Claire Bradley, and we had asthma.
Morning, Claire.
She loves you. She's the biggest fan ever. She always has been. And she's grown out of it because your cells change every 7 years. You know this, don't you? So every 7 years, you can grow out of something like
Did
this.
Did not know that.
And,
seven plots.
Yeah, seven plots. Seven years.
Yeah, seven plots. And so every seven, that's 7 year itch comes from. And I still haven't grown out of it. It's very annoying. She's grown out of it. It's a night. We're bad at school together, and we always like, you know, we're behind in the running and stuff, panting. And she's grown out of it. She's lucky.
The seven stars of the samurai.
Seven's a lucky number, isn't it?
Overcoming the Monster, the Seven Plots, Rags to Riches, The Quest, Voiced and Return, Comedy, Tragedy, Rebirth. There you go, Vassos. Just pick one.
Just go.
Anyone will do. Going into 2024, you tried Sports Reporter for 10 years. You've lost interest in that. Yesterday we found out why. Because he started getting into UK sport when he was an 11-year-old by watching the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. A week ago on Channel 4 on the 1-hour show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He thought they were a water polo team.
I did.
But they're not.
Sally,
you're awesome. The Man in Black Mysteries are back. Yay!
Yay!
The Man in Black Mysteries are back. 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 I couldn't do one of those jumps till he does repeatedly. She does these spot jumps. I wish you could see
her. I'm exhausted looking at her.
She It's like every time she claps, she bursts forth with a spot jump.
We need to get it on Instagram.
We do need to get it on Instagram.
Is she still 12? Is that what it is?
Yes.
That's what it is.
She's
all right.
Amazing.
The Modern Black Mysteries are back. Christmas special tomorrow night, 9 p.m. on Channel 5. Series 3 continues Thursday, January 4th at 9 p.m. That was the one, the only, Sally Lindsay.
All right.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay. Come on, let
it go. Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.